Now it's time for your daily pep talk on News Radio Pensacola. Text in the show at 850-437-1620. I get knocked down, but I just keep my head up high, 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 oh, high, high, high. Stuck on the ground, but I just keep my head up high, 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 oh, high, high, high. Keeping my head up, head up high, high, high.
Welcome back to the Pensacola Expert Panel. I am Jess, and I have some great guests in here today with me. I have East Hill Neighborhood Association, and we're going to talk about bands on the bayou with Donna and Lauren. And I am super excited because the more that I'm here, the more great things I'm learning about this area.
Yes.
So first, reintroduce yourself. Tell us what you do.
Okay. I'm Donna Dickey, and I'm the president of the East Hill Neighborhood Association, and I serve on the committee for Bands on the Bayou.
Awesome. And who else do we have with us?
Yeah, I'm Lauren Gund. I'm the chair of Bands on the Bayou.
Great. So give me a little bit of history, because I can plead ignorance for, at least 2 years, right? Tell me a little bit about Bands on the Bayou, how it started, how long it's been going on for.
Yes. So Bands on the Bayou, this is actually our third year, and we have three free concerts a year that are for the community, bringing in local musicians to support local nonprofits, and are funded by local businesses that sponsor our shows. And it's been incredible. We've, in the first year, gave away over $24,000 to charities. And last year, we gave away $48,000 to six charities.
I have chills.
Yes.
And it's not cold in the studio. That warms my heart, and that gives me chills. It reminds me that I might be an okay person because I'm getting chills over stuff. That is so wonderful.
Yes.
How do you determine, do you already have a predetermination of who those charities are ahead of time, or how does that all happen?
It's a really fun process. We get a lot of applicants, so we kind of go through almost like a mini Impact 100 situation. I think we had 80 or so applicants, which is just heartwarming that there's that many incredible nonprofits, and it's so hard, but we kind of do like a March Madness bracket amongst our committee to get down to the six for the year. And then we feature two nonprofits at each of our concerts. So this July concert coming up on Saturday, we're featuring Upward Intuition, which is why we have the new awesome skate park downtown, and they have lots of other cool things planned. And then we also have Bike Pensacola, which is just such a staple in our community.
That is awesome. So what do we have coming up for the next one is like July 27th?
Saturday.
I'm learning slowly. So tell us what time, tell me everything about this, because I'm excited, and I might be like, hey, Chris, I know we live together and you love me, so love me a little bit more. Let's go down.
Yes. So we have doors open, which it's at Bayview Park, so it's an outdoor venue, but food trucks are set up in the back alley. So food truck alley, we have four food trucks featured that will be open at 4:30: Zap Zap, Lone Star, Picola Rola, and Waffle Boutique. And then we'll also have Wim Cotton Candy and La Monte Gelato on site, and then Ta-Da Disco will do some fun face painting and jewels. And then the band will kick off at 6:30, and they'll play for 2 hours.
That's
so 4:30
awesome.
To 8:30 Saturday, mm-hmm. July 27th.
Does it get filled up really fast? Is there a certain time that people should get there by?
It does. I mean, we just have an incredible turnout, and each year that goes by, more and more people just have this already in their calendars. So, I mean, people start showing up probably as early as 4:30. The May show, which was Memorial Day Friday, there were people almost like sitting in the parking lot because it was just so full. So I would definitely recommend get there early, get your spot, especially under the shady tree.
You can also bring your own picnic and just have your own little party on the green and lawn. And a lot of people get there early to be under the oak tree because it provides shade. And this July show is going to be hot. Mm-hmm. But you can also boat up. So a lot of people come by boat.
Oh my gosh.
And you can anchor your boat out in the bayou, or you can tie it up to the dock to get off.
That is awesome. I like that. You can boat up.
Yes, boat up. And there's a lot of golf carts, too. A lot of people bring their golf cart.
Oh, that is awesome. I always wonder, what are the rules around here for golf carting? You might not know, but I always see people driving their golf carts. I'm like, what are the rules?
Gosh, to be street legals, there are rules for that. But in the neighborhood, a lot of people, whether it's street legal or not, they're bringing it up to Bayview Park.
That's awesome.
And they have, they usually take over an area down by the water and
just line them all up.
Line them all up, yeah.
That is so great. I love it that you're like, you can sit underneath the oak tree. We were just talking about oak trees, so I'm slowly learning things on the garden line. So I'm like, oak trees and boat up.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Well, the oak tree provides a lot of shade.
That's awesome. And it's been pretty, I mean, this morning, obviously every morning it's been pretty warm, and I kind of ran in here really quick, so I pretended like it wasn't super warm, but it gets pretty dang warm.
It sure does.
It's kind of like smacky in the face hot. I say that all the time.
We'll hope for that bayou breeze.
I love a good breeze. And, you know, when I go to the beach here, the excellent part is that there's always a wonderful breeze. So it doesn't matter how warm it is. You have such a great breeze. And we also have phones we can plug mini fans into. I don't know if anybody's ever done that before, yes. But it's kind
of
cool.
I need one of those. Yeah.
Yeah. And we pass out fans, too. Our program is a fan.
So mm-hmm. Oh, perfect. And if you get the kids running around you in a circle.
That's true. Yes.
That's a great.
Start the breeze.
That is great. We love it when our listeners join us in the conversation, and we welcome you to join us in the conversation today, 437-1620. We are talking with East Hill Neighborhood Association, Bands on the Bayou. I have Donna and Lauren here today. This is so much fun. Now, I can't remember if you mentioned this or if I've seen it, but I noticed that sometimes you might have a lobster truck that comes out, or did I accidentally see that? Because I have not disclosed this to the public yet, but I may or may not have been born in Maine, and that's cousins, Maine, lobster. It's lobster, yes. By the way, it's lobster.
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 They were at our May 24th show, but that unfortunately, we rotate vendor food trucks, so they will not be at our July show, but hopefully we'll have them back. Yeah.
But you'll have cotton candy, so that just makes everything better, right?
Yes, absolutely. Wim cotton candy will be on site.
And gelato.
Ooh, gelato. Mm-hmm.
Yes, from Lamonti.
Yeah.
That is great. And remind us again the name of the band and also the style of the music?
Yes. Cowboy Park, formerly DLP, mm-hmm. and they are just a rock band. They do all your favorite covers and just have incredible energy and know how to get the crowd going.
That is awesome. I love that.
Yeah.
Love it. How long do they play for?
2 hours.
2 hours. Oh, my gosh.
6:30 to 8:30.
That is great. 6:30 to 8:30. If you get there by 4:30, you can get some food. You can chill out. You can relax. You can probably even bring a book and tell the kids.
Yeah, just hang out.
Find some friends. Or you can have some adult talk with some people. Yes. I love the whole community aspect. What does it feel like to see the community come together for this event?
It's so cool. I mean, and it's just a great way to get to know your neighbors. I mean, it's just go knock on their door and see if they want to come join you. Like Donna said, I mean, people walk, bike, take their golf carts, take their boats. I mean, it's just a good way to, you know, get to know everyone.
It's our mission for the Neighborhood Association of East Hill, mm-hmm. just to bring our community together. And this has been just such an incredible effort put together that's just flourish, and it's so heartwarming to see everyone coming together. And you don't have to live in East Hill to come. We've got people coming from all over. We've got people coming from Gulf Breeze, the beach, bringing their boats. But it's just so great to see everyone come together.
That is awesome. That just excites me even more. We do have one other question. Is this event free, or is there a cost?
No, it's absolutely free, thanks to the generosity of our local business sponsors. So because of them, we're able to cover all of the costs for the band, the speakers and all of that. So it's absolutely free. It's just, I mean, pretty much the only thing is you can bring your own dinner or just enjoy the food trucks.
That sounds great. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much for listening to us today. We are chatting with East Hood Neighborhood Association, Bands on the Bayou. We love questions. Get those ready for us. We're going to take a break.
Go Argos!
I'm Claire Stewart with the University of West Florida. With 1,600 acres of land, the University of West Florida is the third largest campus in the state university system. With this amount of space comes a wealth of resources for students, staff, and community members to enjoy the natural spaces our campus has to offer. Join us on the Pensacola Expert Panel as we discuss new nature-based experiences on the UWF campus and the ways we are connecting our community to our natural area. That's Thursday at 10 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3.
Tune in to Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, Sundays at 1 with Paul Roberts. Find out how their certified advisors can help you enjoy your retirement income,
financial security is about more than investments. Roberts Wealth can help you live your values and trust your future planning every step of the way. Don't miss Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, this Sunday at 1 p.m.
Investment advisory services offered by Foundations Investment Advisor Services, LLC, SEC. Registered advisors.
Hey, Andrew McKay here. On the Pensacola Morning News, we talked quite a bit about the Secret Service Director's non-testimony. I mean, she didn't say much, so I think that's what you've got to call it. Also talked with Chief Leiter from the Escambia County Sheriff's Office about various activities the Sheriff's Office does that you might not even know about. And the drama at the Santa Rosa County Commission meeting yesterday, where they had to end the meeting twice just because one commissioner would not stop talking. You guess which one. Catch all those podcasts at newsradio923.com.
2018. Congressman Matt Gaetz flies off to the Bahamas on a private trip to meet a marijuana investor and at least five young female escorts, among them the teenage girl. The investor made millions thanks to Gaetz's marijuana bill. But that's how you do business with the real Matt Gaetz. Florida Patriots PAC paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. FloridaPatriotsPAC.com.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, Pep Talk. Mornings at 9, right after Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
This is the right thing to do. How can I ever change things that I feel?
Welcome back to the Pensacola Expert Panel. I'm Jess. This is News Radio Pensacola, informative, local, dependable, 92.3, 92.53, AM 1620. We love to have listeners join us in the text line at 437-1620. Well, we went to break. We were talking about the cost for this event. So we are talking to East Hill Neighborhood Association, Bands on the Bayou. Let's revisit that, the cost of it, and let's talk about some of those sponsors you have.
Yes, so the event is free. Thank you to our sponsors. And I do just want to give a shout out to this year's 2024 series sponsors. We have Levin Papantonio, Sitton Customs Homes, and Aggressive Plumbing. And then for our July show, which is this Saturday, the 27th, our sponsors for the July show are Beret Jewelers, Walker Wilson, Beggs and Lane, Cape Horn, John Keziah State Farm, Gulf Marine Construction, Foxy Vacations, Reliance Mortgage, Coastal Prime Construction, and Classic City Catering.
So how do you become a sponsor? And do you have room for more?
We always are looking for more sponsors. The more sponsors we have, the more money that we can give to our local nonprofits. The cost to be a concert sponsor is $1,500. We're absolutely looking for more sponsors for our October 5th show, which is featuring Bay Bridge Band and also at Bayview Park. The benefits, I mean, we try to just give you as much promotion as we possibly can. We have a huge following on Facebook between Bands on the Bayou page and our East Hill Neighborhood Association pages. You're on our program, you're on a huge sign at the concert, and you also, an added benefit is you have the opportunity to pop up a tent and you can give away promotional materials and show off your business.
That is awesome. Now, what about if I can't attend and I can't sponsor, is there other ways to give?
Absolutely. Yes. It's on our website, bandsonthebayou.com. We have a Venmo. You can send in checks to the East Hill Neighborhood Association, and all of that money is also pooled to help with the cost of the concert and ultimately give back to the nonprofits.
Yes. And East Hill Neighborhood Association is a 501c3, so you'll get a tax deductible receipt with that donation. So
that is great. So if you just go to the website, it's bandsonthebayou.com. If you click on the donation button, it will also tell you ways to give. And one of those ways is Venmo, cash, or check. So if you want to mail in a check, you can send it to P.O. Box 6164, Pensacola, Florida 32503. That is excellent.
And the sponsor info is on the website, too. So if a business is hearing this and they are interested in sponsorship, they can fill out the form on the website, and we will be in touch with them to get them connected for the October 5th show.
That is great, because there is a place where you can click on the sponsorship packet.
Yes.
super cute packet, and it you just scroll down through it, and it will tell you all the information about the event. It will tell you why you should sponsor, and it basically gives you all the information, gives you the different levels. That is great. And then you can just click on the sponsorship button if you want to just go ahead and move forward. Is there a way for someone to send an email or give a call if they want more information, if they're not sure?
Yes, I believe there's a contact or connect with us on there, but they could email bandsonthebayou@gmail.com or info@myeastill.org.
That is awesome.
And Lauren actually designed the website and that cute sponsor packet. She does all of our graphics and website.
Thanks. My favorite colors are on here. I love that. Like, I don't know if it's like a seafoamy green or it's like...
It's all the East Hill colors. Well, honestly, it was inspired by the city of Pensacola because we do a lot in partnership with them. They're such a huge supporter of East Hill, the Neighborhood Association, all of the events that we put on. So we just kind of wanted to tie it all together.
That is so great. And you also have the local nonprofits listed that are going to be receiving funds this year?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Great. You want to let us know again who those are? I'm giving you a quiz. Can you remember off the top of your head?
I think, okay, so for May, there are six for the year, but we feature two per concert just so they can really get a spotlight. And they, too, get to have a tent at the concert and an opportunity to just speak to the, 1,500 so people that attend these things. So in May, we had Dixon School of Arts and Sciences. Pensacola Children's Chorus. This July show, we have Upward Intuition and Bike Pensacola.
And in October, we have Rally Foundation and Survivor Led Solutions.
Mm-hmm. That is so great. One of the things I love about this website is that you can actually click on, well, there's several things you can click on, but you can go and look, you can click on charity. So if you go across the top, it's your home button, your details, sponsorships, donation, and then you can click on charities and it will tell you who the local benefiting nonprofits are. We love our nonprofits, and it lists every nonprofit, and it also tells you which month they're benefiting, and also tells you about the nonprofit. I love that.
Yeah. And we put an application up on our website. So if you are a nonprofit or in any way affiliated with one, it'll be on our website by January for next year. So obviously this year's we've already selected them, but in early in the year is when we collect the applications and ultimately select our recipients.
And do you hope to have more than the number of charities that you're sponsoring? Do you hope to increase that? Do you always just look for, right now, it's let's stick with six really good charities?
Yeah, it's sticking with six for now, but absolutely. If we can obviously boost our sponsorships and our donations, we would love to add more nonprofits too.
That is great. If someone attends the event, can they bring a check, bring cash? Can they do Venmo at the event
as well?
Absolutely.
Yep. We have a merchandise tent.
Ooh. There's Bands on the Bayou shirt. Who designed that shirt?
Lauren did.
Lauren is just the master of much.
We definitely try to have a really cool concert shirt each year, collect them all. You can even get last year's. We have a couple left over, I think. So you can buy T-shirts, you can buy cups, hats, koozies, stickers, all kinds of stuff. We also even have like East Hill merchandise that we've been rolling out. So it's all fun to show your pride for the neighborhood and your pride for the event. But at the merch tent, you can absolutely drop off your donations there.
That is awesome. And I love this T-shirt. Does it come in multiple colors? Is it just one color?
Blue.
I mean, this is pretty sweet.
It's blue this year.
It's a pretty sweet T-shirt, I got to tell you. Stick with us. We love our listeners. We're going to talk more about Bands on the Bayou. I'm going to tell you all about the backside of this T-shirt that Donna is wearing. Get your questions ready and send them in to us at 850-437-1620.
Climatech, heating and cooling is what we know. Call 857-4700.
Hello again, everybody. Travis Thompson here with Climatech of Professional Air, your independently owned American Standard heating and air conditioning dealer. Summer is almost here, and that means a lot of us will experience air conditioning issues. If you happen to need a new comfort system, we'd like to announce the very best opportunity that we've ever been able to offer to our customers. For a limited time, every system we sell qualifies for an instant rebate. Our high-efficiency systems qualify for instant rebates up to $4,000, and with tax incentives available, your savings could amount to as much as $6,000. This is without a doubt the best opportunity we've ever been able to offer. So give me a call to learn more or visit our website at climatechproair.com.
Climatech, Climatech.
Visit Pensacola is home for all things Pensacola. I'm Darren Schaefer, CEO of Visit Pensacola. Join us on the Pensacola Expert Panel this week as we discuss what is next for our community. This summer, get beach time and ways to help make sure your guests don't miss a thing. Friday at 9:30, let us show you the way to beach on News Radio 92.3.
You're a storyteller, negotiator, artist, innovator. Whatever your passion, whatever your skills, behind the scenes or in front, you belong here. A career in broadcast media. Local radio and TV stations in every town and city need someone like you. So do what you love and bring your talent to life. Your passion, your skills, your career. You belong here. Learn more at youbelonghere.media.
I'm Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. I learned about atrial fibrillation the hard way. My symptoms would come and go, shortness of breath, fatigue. I kept going. Then I got so lightheaded, I couldn't. My doctor said I have AFib, so I'm about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. Other symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, can come and go, but the risk of stroke stays. If you have symptoms, tell a doctor. Visit notimetowait.com.
Sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
No matter how you listen, you can rely on News Radio Pensacola to keep you informed and safe when storms strike. You can listen on our mobile app.
Welcome back to the Pensacola Expert Panel. I'm Jess. Today we have Lauren and Donna from Bands on the Bayou. And just before the break, we were talking about this great t-shirt that you have on. And what's on the back of your t-shirt?
Yes, if you are a series sponsor, your logo gets to go on the back of the concert year t-shirt. So
it's
for this
awesome.
Year, we have Levin Papantonio, Sitton Construction, or Sitton Custom Homes, and Aggressive Plumbing.
And honestly, it's a cool t-shirt. So it's not one of those t-shirts you're only going to wear mowing the lawn. It's a t-shirt you're going to wear out in public, and I love it. Let's chat real quick about volunteers. Volunteers are what make every event happen.
Absolutely. It's what makes the world go round in East Hill for sure. We have some incredible volunteers. First of all, our committee is amazing. We have some that have been there since the beginning, some that are new to our committee this year. They all have their own specific role on the committee, and I just want to shout them out. First of all, my co-chair, Kristen McCarthy. We also have Liz Biggs, Kaiten Davis, Sarah Herrand, Carrie Medlock, Joey Miller, and Nora Trotman. They are incredible. But on top of that, we also look for volunteers to help us day of with setup, operations, and breaking down at the end of the night. So if you have any interest in getting involved in East Hill, it's a great way to meet people, to get an idea of what the East Hill Neighborhood Association does, because there's even more opportunities there. I think there's a link that on social media, or you can just email us, bandsonthebayou@gmail.com. We would love to have you get involved, and you get a free concert shirt.
Ooh, free. I'm always for free shirts. I love a good free shirt. I have a lot of volunteer shirts at home.
Yes.
But they're
nice
not as cool as the one you have.
I mean, cool. Lauren did a great job.
They are, and the fabric is great because, you know, sometimes you get those volunteer t-shirts and the neck's super tight and it doesn't really wash well and it pills up. But this is a keeper.
Yep.
It is.
If that was my size, I would tackle you and take it.
We'll bring you one.
This has been so much fun. I have enjoyed talking with you, Donna and Lauren. Any last words? Anything you want to take us out with?
See you Saturday at Bayview Park. Concert rolls at 6:30. You're welcome to come at 4:30 to enjoy the food trucks.
Great.
Thank you for having us.
You're welcome.
Thank you.